It's time now for Super Psychologist, Dr. Mara Karpel, and your golden years.
Good evening and welcome to Dr. Mara Karpel and your golden years this evening and every Sunday evening at 5 p.m. Central Time, that's 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 3 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com and on drmarakarpel.com. And you can hear this program again and get all of the links that are discussed by my guests on this program by going to my website later this evening, and that web address is drmarakarpel.com, drmarakarpel.com. And you can also hear the podcast from this program as soon as 5 minutes after the show ends by going directly to Blog Talk Radio, that's B-L-O-G, talkradio.com/yourgoldenyears. And for information about previous shows and updates about upcoming shows and to listen to previous shows, again, go to my website, drmarakarpel.com. Go directly to blogtalkradio.com/yourgoldenyears. And for all of the updates about everything related to this program and everything else Dr. Mara Karpel related, such as my Huffington Post blog and any other news, go directly to my Facebook page, that's Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years. Want to contact me? Send me an email at Dr. Mara, D-R-M-A-R-A, at drmarakarpel.com, D-R-M-A-R-A-K-A-R-P-E-L.com. Go through my website or give me a call at 512-626-6973. And today, we can't skip this important part. The show is produced by Accomplice Entertainment, Postal Productions, and Psyched Up Productions, and sponsored by Dr. Ronald DeVere, neurologist, memory specialist, and author of the book, Memory Loss, Everything You Want to Know But Forget to Ask. To make an appointment with Dr. DeVere at his memory clinic in Lakeway, Texas, or to purchase a copy of his book, you can call him at 512-261-7909 or send him an email to rdevere, that's R-D-E-V-E-R-E, at austin.rr.com. And his book is also available on Amazon. This program is also sponsored by the bra lady, Sonia Das, helping every woman have a perky day. In Austin, call Sonia at 512-898-9058 or go to haveaperkyday.com. This program is also sponsored by Storyhouse. Storyhouse gathers your stories and turns them into multimedia collections that can be shared now and for generations to come. Have Storyhouse over to conduct a private interview in your home or invite them to your next date event or family reunion. Storyhouse, where your memories live. Find out more at yourstoryhouse.com or call 512-296-8752. Today is Sunday, August 21st, and we are back live in beautiful Austin, Texas, where it has been raining every single day since I returned from my trip to New York early this week. But I guess we need rain, right? And Art Mendoza of Accomplice Entertainment, producer of this program, is here in Austin making the show run. And if you're just tuning in this evening for the first time, I'm a licensed psychologist from New York City practicing here in Austin, Texas, and the Rio Grande Valley of Texas. And I work with adults of all ages and have a specialty of working with seniors and caregivers, and for the past few years have also been evaluating veterans for PTSD. And for part of the time, my office is in a really amazing Veterans Resource Center right here in Central Texas called Heroes Night Out, and that's located in Cedar Park, Texas. For information about this great resource for veterans and for veterans' families, you can check them out at heroesnightout.org. So we have a full program in store for you this evening. First, Kathy Sparrow, who is, by the way, my amazing writing coach, helping me to keep pushing forward and getting my own book done. She is the founder of Writing at Your Edge, and Kathy is an author, writing consultant, university professor, and expert in storytelling and narrative theory. And she will be on right after the break, just a couple of minutes. She's from California to talk about the power of your story, leaving a legacy for your children, grandchildren, and beyond. And also, Laura Gelazunis will report in once again from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, to tell us what's happening with the retirement community there. And I'm going to finish up my discussion about preventing depression. And throughout this evening's program, you will have time to call us. There'll be time for us to take your calls with your questions. So if you have any questions or comments for my guests, please feel free to give a call. The toll-free number is 855-345-4720. That's 855-345-4720. Or you can email or tweet your questions directly to me, and I will read them on the air to my guests. And my email address, once again, is Dr. Mara, that's D-R-M-A-R-A, at drmarakarpel.com, drmarakarpel.com. And my Twitter address is M-A-R-A-E-K. And be sure to send in your questions while the guest is still on the air, so them for you this evening. Okay, so we're going to take a very quick break. And when we come back, Kathy Sparrow is going to join us to talk about the power of your story. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Super psychologist Dr. Mara Karpel will be back after words from our sponsors.
Worried about memory loss? Dr. Ronald DeVere, certified neurologist and director of Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders in Lakeway, has been helping those with dementia and memory loss for over 12 years, specializing in the diagnosis, treatment, and counseling of those with memory loss and dementia. Dr. DeVere also has a book to reduce your worry and fear by knowing the fact. Memory loss, everything you want to know but forget to ask, available now on Amazon.com. Dr. Ronald DeVere, Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders center in Lakeway, and his book, Memory Loss, everything you want to know but forget to ask. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 512-261-7909.
If you despise bra shopping in the stores, have a complimentary bra fitting at your home or office. It's so convenient. And with 13 styles, including a no-wire bra and 52 sizes A through H cup, Sonia Das, the bra lady, has the bra that's just right for you. What are you waiting for? Call to schedule your personal fitting today and find out what all the ladies love about essential bodywear. Call 512-981-8788 or preview the products at haveaperkyday.com and have a perky day. Gravity.
Please visit us on the web at www.drmarakarpel.com.
And we're back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Karpel in your golden years on Blog Talk Radio and on live stream and podcast at drmarakarpel.com. And now joining us on the line from San Diego, author, writing consultant, university professor, and expert in storytelling and narrative theory, as well as the founder of Writing at Your Edge, Kathy Sparrow is joining us. Good evening, Kathy.
Hi there. How are you?
I am fine. Just a reminder, there's a slight delay when we talk like this.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. So Kathy, why don't we just start off with letting our listeners know a little bit about your background. Can you tell them about your background?
Yeah. As it relates to what we're going to be talking about today, it's like I have always loved listening to people's stories, reading story, and as time went on and I eventually made it to graduate school, I made my academic focus on the power of story, and in particular, the power of story to heal and to create meaning out of our experiences. So I love writing. I love helping people capture their own stories. As you know, we've been working together for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
So capturing our stories is really important. And what kind of developed, I was, you know, thinking earlier this year, like, how can I better help my clients and my people, you know, the people who are interested in writing? And I realized that our family story is so important. And I think it's probably come to my attention. I'm going to get choked up now. Because I have grandchildren. And, I have a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old and now a 4-month-old. And I realized that they need to know who we are. You know, who I am, who my parents are. And unfortunately, I think my father's passed and my mother, you know, doesn't really remember much or doesn't like talking much. So the only way for me to capture the story of my grandparents and whatever little that I remember from theirs and some of the genealogy that my father had collected is to start writing story about the family.
Yeah, you know, that's really interesting because I used to tell my father, please write your story. And he would say to me, but who's going to read it? I would read it. But
right,
you know, he never wrote
right.
his story.
Yeah, as I was preparing for this program today, I flashed on the movie Bridges of Madison County and how when, and I don't remember her name, but when Meryl Streep had passed as her character, her children found her diary, her journals about the love that she passed up just to keep the family together. It was like, whoa, that's
right.
Bittersweet in some ways. And, you know, I think when we know those things about our parents and grandparents that we can come to an understanding of why they did some of the things they did.
Mm-hmm.
And David White, who's an awesome poet, and he also wrote Crossing the Unknown Sea, Work is a Pilgrimage of Identity. I teach that a lot in my writing classes at the university. I use it as the reader to get my students to write. And he mentioned that it's so important for us to acknowledge that which our parents did really laid the foundation for what we are now able to go out in the world and do. And
right.
So it's important to know that, to know what they did and the choices they made and why they made them. So perhaps we can learn from their quote mistakes or missteps and celebrate their successes. Maybe successes they don't even speak about or haven't even really acknowledged how big of a deal they are.
And would you say that it also kind of gives you a feeling that you're carrying a piece of them with you because you're able to recognize maybe some of them in you once you understand them better?
Yes, I would say that. And sometimes we have to, as we're writing our story, we sometimes have to get over some of those feelings, unresolved feelings we still have over, you know, maybe some of the things they didn't do quite right with us. But, you know, in the long run, the gift that they give us, how far it weighs any of that, you know.
I just have to say, you know, since my father never wrote his story, but at least we did get a lot of oral stories. You know, he gave us his oral history. He was quite a storyteller. And I think that having that since he passed, it kind of gives comfort because I can see that the things that he did in his life and the way that the values that he had, I know that I have those in me and it feels like he's there with me.
That's true. Yeah. Did you record them? Is that what you did?
I recorded one. I made one video of just the story of how he met my mother, And then I recorded my mother giving the same story. But he, on that same day, he's given me several stories. They're sort of recorded in my head because they were stories that I had heard many times. So I kind of have them already memorized, really.
Right, right. Yeah, that's, I started last year when I went back to New York to visit family, I started videotaping people who knew my parents. And so that, you know, even my father's passed, my mom's still living, as I said. And my dad did write some stories, and we have some of those. And I'll eventually do something with those. In fact, I started talking to my children this week about, you know, we've got to do this. I want your stories about Grandma and Grandpa, you know, not just mine, so that
right.
we can pass them down to the kids and beyond.
So what made you, it looks like this whole idea that you have of helping people write their story, you've named the Legacy Keeper. And where did that come from? I mean, how did I know you've done a lot of other things before, so this sort of, you've moved into this territory recently.
Yeah, but it's really a continuation. It's about helping people capture story and sharing a message. So it just happens to focus on family story. And it, I don't, you know, probably came to me when I was working out or running or something, the way my ideas usually
right.
come. You know, it's like, what am I going to do? You know, what am I supposed to focus on? So, and the whole idea of a legacy, you know, most of us think about, you know, we look at our portfolio and our, you know, insurance policy and whatnot, and we, you know, think of that as a legacy, a financial legacy for our children. But really what's most valuable is the story. That's priceless. Because without that, almost left orphaned. Like, there's, where did I begin? You know, that question
right.
would, yeah. So
right.
that's, and I just realized that that's such a priceless gift. And it really, really was triggered by just thinking about my own family.
So what are you doing to help people write their story?
Well, I've created a program, Legacy Keeper. And there's several levels of that. And one is the an online course that they can do at their own pace. I'm going to launch that. I'm going to have a webinar on September 10th at 8 a.m. Pacific. And there'll be some information on my website, which is kathysparrow.com, /legacy-keeper. And then there'll be individual coaching, helping if somebody comes to me and, you know, just like you've come to me to write your book, we can now, it's focus of the project. You know, the focus of the project will be my family, you know, their family story.
Right.
So same process. Let's gather the information and let's start creating it and then figuring out ways to publish it and share it. And nowadays it's like on-demand publishing makes it very easy to create a book and have it printed for very, you know, very little. So even if you just have 10 family members you want to share it with, it can be affordable. And then knowing that people don't always want to sit down and write or have the time or patience, or if they think they don't have the talent either, you know, whatever the case may be, I take on a few projects each year to write people's story. That's how I started in journalism, is writing personality profiles.
So you actually ghostwrite their family story.
Yes, I can do that, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and planning next year, some retreats focused on Legacy Keeper as well. So coming to San Diego, looking at Costa Rica, some in Colorado, maybe Palm Springs. Just a place where we can, like-minded people with a similar project can come together and we work together for 3-4 days. And then, you know, not that a complete history could be done in 3 or 4 days, but at least get a really good starting point, momentum, jumping off point, and then from there. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, I have a question about the ghostwriting thing, because for example, my mom is, you know, she's 87, and mm-hmm. for several years she and I have talked about her writing, you know, since my father never wrote the book. He was kind of the writer in the family. She talked about, well, you know, she would write the book, except that she really has a hard time writing at this point by hand and difficulty even on the computer. So we talked about, well, maybe you can get your verbal story to someone who can then write it down. So is that what you do? Is that what you do for the ghostwriting? Like,
yeah,
people can give their verbal account?
Yeah, that would sit down and just talk. And that, and what's nice is that, you know, family members can go capture those moments with their loved ones, ask them the questions that they think of. And, you know, some of those questions can be, you know, what are your most memorable moments from childhood? What is the thing you're most proud of? What's your biggest regret?
Uh-huh.
Those deep questions, you know, and often it just takes a couple of questions for people just to go, you know,
right.
Just to keep going on. So absolutely capture those oral histories. There's even ways to get them transcribed. You know, take the oral, the recording, and then have the transcription. Rev.com is one of the transcription services that I've been using. And so there's a lot of different ways, but that is one way that can be done.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's really interesting, because that was something we were talking about, and I had no idea where to start to look for that, because that takes a lot of time. So certainly, you know, none of us really have the time to sit down and actually write it out. We could interview,
right.
But then actually writing it, yeah.
Yeah, so if you take that transcript, then you can edit it from the transcript. So what I would suggest people do if they're thinking about capturing their family story is to, you know me and mind mapping, it's like, mind map this. capture all those people you want to, who you can think of in your family that you want to hear their stories, and then write down the questions. And I would always start with, you know, what are your most memorable childhood moments? What's your greatest memory, your greatest success, your greatest regret? And I guarantee it'll be more material than probably you bargained for. And then,
right.
You know, chunk it down. Take one person at a time. Go capture that interview. And, you know, from there, have those interviews transcribed. And if you're not willing or capable or have the time or whatever, just then find someone like myself to capture those, you know, to write it in a readable form. And like I said,
mm-hmm.
there's many ways to be able to make a picture book with some, you know, story alongside of it too. Yeah.
Right. And, yeah, this is really interesting. And I think what's really important, and this was one of the things that I think got in the way of my dad writing his story and maybe even makes my mom feel a little nervous about it, the idea of publishing it. And this is not really for publication, right, unless you really want to. This is something that's meant for your own family.
Right. And when I say that you can publish it, it means just get it bound. In a very,
mm-hmm.
you know, not have to do a big run, you know, big print run, but just get a few copies printed and have them so you can put them on your bookshelf or have it as a coffee table book.
Right. So people who feel nervous about other people reading their story, it doesn't have to be public.
No, it's I'm thinking this is strictly for the family. And because that's the importance. It is for the family. It's for our children and grandchildren to be able to really know, come to know us and know where they've come from, what
mm-hmm.
shaped them.
Right.
And then hopefully they can do the same, you know, keep keep capturing their stories to share with their children, grandchildren.
So if there's somebody else, you know, some of the listeners out there are interested in writing their own story, where would they start?
Again, I would start with who are the main, well, with, if they're thinking about their own personal, their journey.
Yes.
Same thing. What are my biggest touch points in my life? You know, what in my early childhood do I remember the most? For me, I remember fishing with my grandfather on the White River in Indiana, getting up early in the morning and go checking the trout lines with him, or, you know, baking apple pie with my Aunt Bean, that kind of thing, or sitting around Memorial Day with irises. I want anything that I can think of from my childhood. And I use mind mapping, and it's, if you Google mind mapping, you can kind of see, and I start, see, it's kind of like a spider web approach to gathering your ideas rather than list form, which actually helps us to remember things most often. So I would start with a story. What do I remember most from my, you know, age 0 to 10, and then 10 to 20 and whatnot, and go decade by decade and just see what comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And who were the who were the most influential people in my life? You know, what experiences made me proud? What still made me cringe, you know?
Uh-huh.
That kind of thing. Just kind of, I call it, you know, I liken writing to building a house. So it's gathering those building materials. And then just start writing about those stories. Take that one moment and write about it. Take another moment and write about it. And worry about, you know, we transition it later, but I would at least start capturing those big moments in life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have to be in any kind of order. It could be kind of free flow.
Yeah. Yeah. I think first off, the most important thing is get it on paper or record it so that there is something that your children and grandchildren can listen to or hear or write or read. And then worry about the next step to polish later. Because that's what stops most people, is that next step. My recommendation is just start capturing. Start thinking about the moments in your own life that you want to remember and share with your children. And then keep going. You know, make a commitment that you're going to work an hour a week on it.
Do you think doing something like looking at old pictures can be helpful to kind of stimulate some of those stories?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's in the program that I'm developing for that, it is about looking at those photos and telling a story about the people in them.
Right. Yeah, the interesting thing, you know, now when we take pictures, it's constant, right? We take constant digital pictures, and there's no limit. But back in our history, right, in our childhood, we were careful about what we took pictures of because there were a limited amount of pictures on a roll of film.
Right, and they were expensive to develop. Yes.
Right. Yeah. Right. So I would imagine that the stories are pretty significant for each of those pictures.
That's true. It's true. The special events, you know, birth, christenings. I, as you're talking, I remember a picture that we have of my grandfather with this huge catfish. Yeah, those kind of things. Yeah.
And special I noticed picnics. That you haven't. You have an online course on doing it yourself. Is that?
Yes.
What does that involve?
So it, basically, I take people through the process of capturing the story. Who are the people? What are the questions? You know, what are your own events that you want to capture? I haven't put the polish on it yet, so it's not quite yet available. That's what I'm going to be discussing in that webinar in September. And so I guide people through that process, that writing process.
Right. Okay. So why don't we just be, you know, in the few minutes that we have left, why don't we talk a little bit about some of the other services that you offer? Because, you know, as I mentioned and you mentioned, you're my writing coach. I'm not writing my story, but you're actually helping me put out a book that I've been thinking about for a long time.
Right, right.
And I know that you do a lot of that.
I do. And most of my clients are coaches, trainers, and radio show hosts who have a message they want to share. And it's the same sort of process. We're, you know, what are we getting? We're gathering our building materials. What's the main message and how can we best share it? I work one-on-one with people most of the time. I am next year going to do some group work and retreats. So that's new for me. It's exciting. It's been something I've been thinking about. I want to travel. It's a good excuse for me to get to travel and take people with me. And there's also something about stepping away from our lives, too, and being able to, you know, put everything else on hold for a little bit and have this kind of sacred, safe space to be able to write our story.
Right.
So, yeah, I've gotten to work with a lot of really cool people. I'm actually ghostwriting a couple of books right now as well with some high-profile business consultants. And so that's fun. And those I think early next year the one will be out. So, and writing my own book. So I write a lot. I have a lot going, but I love writing. It juices me. I love people's story. And I love being able to help people get their message out and have that ripple effect around the world. Yeah.
So how can people find out about all these services and try to get, you know, get on board with some of them?
Get on board with some of those. Yes. My website is kathysparrow.com. And my email is kathy@kathysparrow.com. And Sparrow is like the bird, S-P-A-R-R-O-W. Yeah, that's the best way.
Okay.
And, Facebook, I have Writing at Your Edge. And also, if you, there's also some my private author page.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's, maybe you can, you know, just tell people a little bit what is, you know, you're my writing coach, so people don't really necessarily know what that means. What does that mean to have a writing coach? Are you an editor, or what's the coaching part? I mean, I know for me it's been working extremely well. I probably would never have gotten this book even partway done if I hadn't had your coaching, but maybe you can let people know what that involves.
Yeah, a lot of what I do is accountability. People know they have to show up. That, you know, every 2 to 3 weeks we have a meeting, so it's like kind of like having a homework assignment. The other thing I look at myself as a collaborator. And, you know how we work. We give me some material. I give you back some edits and questions. It's like, and I help you develop the content so it has more meaning and more understandable. And the other thing, sometimes we just have to talk our ideas out before we can put them on paper. So that's a big part of what I do. And then when it comes time to the publishing, I kind of guide you through that process. I do have a background in publishing in the mainstream publishing world. I have had my own imprint in the past, considering doing it again. So I can help my clients more readily get their messages in print. I'm also there to help people through those inevitable blocks that come up. Especially when we get close to publication and then suddenly the fear comes, oh my God, somebody's going to read this. So I help people through that, you know, that fear of who am I to be putting this out? And that it's part of the process, part of the writing process.
Yeah. That coaching part is really important.
So technical expertise along with the emotional and creative support to keep moving the project forward.
Right. And, you know, I think most probably attest to this, most writers hit block. You know, they call it the writer's block. And having somebody to kind of help you through that is really important.
Yeah, and I can almost time it now. About 3 months into a project, the breaks will go on. And then it's usually right again, right before we go to publication. So, and the other thing that writing coaching, a lot of people say, I'm going to sit down and write a book. And they sit there and then kind of do a brain dump on paper. And when somebody comes to me and says, I have this book I want you to edit, I go, okay. And then I take a deep breath and inevitably we end up having to deconstruct and then reconstruct. It's like what I help, I kind of help people create the blueprint for the book and then be able to follow that blueprint. Does it always stay the same? No. When you're building a house, your blueprint changes too. You know, no, I don't want that door. I want this door. And don't have that structure, that beginning foundation that we work on for a good month to 2 months. It's like building a house without a plan. And then you walk in your house at the very, you know, when you think it's complete and find out you've forgotten to put your plumbing or electricity in. So I provide the foundation and the guidance along the way to make sure that that plan is fulfilled.
Yes. And it's very helpful, and I'm always sending people to you.
Yes, you are, and I forever appreciate that.
So many people tell me that they want to write a book or they're halfway through a book, but they just don't, you know, they've reached that block that we just talked about.
Yeah.
So
it's actually how I got started coaching is by people asking me what I want to do, what I do, and I said, well, I'm a writer. And they said, well, I've always wanted to write. And I'm a natural teacher. And before I even went to the university to teach, I started coaching people on how to write their stories, you know, either, whether it be a short story or a book, because most people don't have the know-how to where to start or have, you know, when you're, it's kind of a lonely activity. You are alone.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you go to a coffee shop and write, you're not engaged with other people. You're engaged with your computer. And it's, you know, gorgeous days. It might be easier to go out and, you know, down and write your story.
Yeah. That's very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah.
So, Kathy, again, before we go, let's remind people how they can contact you for any of your services and also specifically about the Legacy Keeper, since that's your new project.
My email is Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y, at kathysparrow.com, and that's K-A-T-H-Y-S-P-A-R-R-O-W.com. And my website is kathysparrow.com. And there's a lot of information there about my background, and soon I'll be putting up my author's pages, this author showcase, highlighting my other clients so people can see what their other people are doing with me. And it's a great way to keep up with what's going on too.
Great. And at your website, people can go to the Legacy Keeper part of it.
It's kathysparrow.com/legacy, -Legacy-Keeper, K-E-E-P-E-R.
Great. And I'll be posting that on my web post about this program later this evening, so people can just go there and click on it. Thank you so much, Kathy, for coming on to the program this evening. It's been a while since you've been on, so
I know,
happy back.
I know. Yes, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be on your show, and I just love being a part of what you do.
Thank
it's an honor.
You. And I will be getting my next piece of writing to you soon.
Okay, I'll be looking forward to it.
All right. All right. Well, you have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So stick around. We're going to take a quick break. And after the break, we have lots more to come. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Are you or a loved one a Medicare beneficiary? Help save you and Medicare money by stopping Medicare fraud. Fraud happens when Medicare is billed for services or supplies you never receive. There are three easy things you can do to fight fraud. Review your Medicare claims for accuracy, protect your personal information, and be on the lookout for suspicious activity. For more information or to report fraud, call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE or your local SHIP counselor at the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-252-9240.
If you despise bra shopping in the stores, have a complimentary bra fitting at your home or office. It's so convenient. And with 13 styles, including a no-wire bra and 52 sizes A through H cup, Sonia Das, the bra lady, has the bra that's just right for you. What are you waiting for? Call to schedule your personal fitting today and find out what all the ladies love about essential body wear. Call 512-981-8788 or preview the products at haveaperkyday.com and have a perky day.
Please visit us on the web at www.drmaricarpell.com.
And we're back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Karpel in your golden years on Blog Talk Radio and on live stream and podcast at drmarakarpel.com. And so before I finish up the topic that I started a few weeks ago, we've gotten through several of the tips, but haven't completed them all about how to keep from becoming depressed. I just want to fill you in on the news about this program and things related to your golden years. So you can access some of the videos that we have already recorded and edited from the interviews that I did right in the Austin office with guests who were right here in Austin since the beginning of the year. Those are available on Vimeo, Vimeo.com. And just go to Vimeo.com and search for Dr. Mara Karpel and your golden years, and you'll be able to see all of the directions about how to access the interviews and the videos of the interviews. Also, my latest blog in Huffington Post was published last week while I was in New York on vacation, so I didn't get to tell you about it. So you can see that on my website. If you go to my website, drmarakarpel.com, and click on publications or click on blog, and you will find my latest blog in Huffington Post. And that topic of that blog was 10 tips for staying positive in the midst of negative news cycles. And I think that's really important. Trying to use some of those tips for myself. They're not always easy, but I think when I do use them, I find them to be very helpful. So I hope that you'll take the time to read that blog and try out some of those tips, because I think with all the things going on in the world and constant news about it coming to us from all sorts of media, it can kind of put people into a funk. And I think it's really important for us to not get into a funk if we want to be able to solve some of the problems and live happy lives. So not to ignore what's going on in the news, but there are some tips for not getting too down about it and not letting it really cause you to become depressed. And keep your eye open. I will have another blog out next month, and we'll let you know about that. So you can go to my website, or you can go to my Facebook page, and you'll find my most recent blog. Just scroll down a little bit, because it shouldn't be that far down. You'll be able to find it. So my Facebook, Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years. All right. So So let me finish up with how to keep from becoming depressed in general, not just related to the negative news cycle. And I went through 9 of the tips, which included exercise, socialize, don't isolate yourself, get out into nature, laugh regularly, eat well, eating good food, healthy food helps your mood. Try to be a glass half full person, be a realistic optimist, and you can find information about being a realistic optimist in one of my past Huffington Post blogs. So again, go to my website and look for that. And finding meaning is really important in your life. And finding ways of the solution is an extremely powerful antidote to becoming depressed when we are bombarded with bad news of negative events. And a very famous psychiatrist who wrote the book Man's Search for Meaning, Dr. Viktor Frankl, was a psychiatrist who was also a Holocaust survivor. He was in 3 concentration camps during the Holocaust. And when he was a concentration camp prisoner, he had already been a psychiatrist. So he was already an adult and put his psychiatric background into use there in sort of studying how people dealt with being in a concentration camp. And what he found was that people who were able to find meaning in their lives by helping other people, their fellow prisoners of the concentration camp, were people who did the best and remained the healthiest, as healthy as you could be in that circumstance, and were able to keep it together emotionally. And in fact, he was freed and he was able to remain, you know, very successful in his life and went back to being a psychiatrist because he found meaning in helping other people rather than completely falling apart, and actually developed a type of treatment called logotherapy, which is based on helping patients overcome depression by finding meaning and purpose in their lives. And very often this consisted of focusing on helping other people in spite of whatever circumstances his patients were in themselves. So, again, helping another person is one of the, or other people, is one of the best antidotes to depression. And if you're feeling really down about negative events that are happening in the world, then becoming part of the solution to those problems can help to overcome the depression. So one way of finding meaning then would be to volunteer for a cause that you feel passionate about. You know, if you see that there's a lot of starving people in the world or in your community that you feel, and that makes you feel really bad, then focus some of your energy or extra time on volunteering to help feed the homeless people or feed hungry people or feed people around the world. There are all kinds of projects to get involved with, including creating clean water for people in parts of the world that don't have clean water, for example. Or even if you know somebody personally who's in need and really needs some help, helping that person can help you to come out of your own depression or to prevent depression. And looking for a deeper meaning in unfortunate circumstances. Now, sometimes that's not always easy to do. Sometimes you need a little guidance to help you with that. But if you can find a sliver of a silver lining in a negative event, that can help to prevent depression. Do a good deed for your neighbor. Do it anonymously. You know, do something nice to your neighbor without even letting them know that you did it, or let them know. it doesn't matter. Make someone who's feeling sad laugh. Visit a friend who's feeling sad and tell some funny stories or watch a funny movie together. And give without expectation. Give without expectation. I'm being told that there's some technical difficulty here, so let me check out what's happening. All right, I'm going to talk like this. And Art, if you're out there, producer, let me know if you can hear it better. Make someone who's feeling blue laugh. That was the last thing that I said. If you go and visit a friend who's feeling down, it can be helpful to tell some funny stories or watch a funny movie together and you both feel better. Or give without expectation of anything in return. That, I wrote a blog about that, how powerful that could be. You know, very often people get caught up in the whole idea that if they give something to someone that they should get something back in return. And the whole idea of paying it forward, so to speak, where you don't expect something in return, maybe that person will give the favor to somebody else at some other point. That actually has more benefit than giving to someone and expecting them to return the favor. Then that's no longer being generous, and it removes the benefit, which includes the benefit is not feeling depressed. It feels really good to do something for someone. And then another tip for preventing depression is to have an attitude of gratitude. And this can be extremely powerful. There have been research showing that keeping a gratitude journal to cultivate an attitude of gratitude, writing down daily 3 to 5 things, big or small, that you feel grateful for, has actually been found to be extremely beneficial in helping people to feel good and to prevent depression. And then really important in the prevention of depression is to take some time to look at what thoughts and beliefs you have that might be causing some of your negative emotions and to ask yourself if these beliefs are based on reality. So there are some great books that you can use to help you with that. These books are books that I often recommend to clients. Dr. Albert Ellis, who was one of the founders of cognitive behavioral therapy and rational emotive behavior therapy, he wrote a book. He wrote many books, over 100 books, but one of his bestsellers was A New Guide to Rational Living, and that was actually published in the 70s, still relevant today. And there is a form at the back of the book that you can use to actually look at what thoughts you are telling yourself that are causing you to feel bad and ways of looking at those situations differently, with different thoughts and noticing how it changes. So that book I recommend. I also recommend Loving What Is by Byron Katie, another great book for challenging some of the irrational thoughts that cause your negative emotions. Because when we're feeling depressed, it's because we're telling ourselves things that are causing the depression. Most people don't realize that. We think it's the events in our lives that are causing the depression, but it's really our perception of those events in our lives. And the language that we use in our self-talk can have very powerful effects on how we feel, either positive or negative. So if we tell ourselves that this situation is horrible or terrible and I can't stand it, then we're going to feel pretty lousy. Most situations are not horrible or terrible, and if you couldn't stand them, you wouldn't be alive anymore. So it's not even true. And, you know, there are many situations that are uncomfortable and disappointing and things that we really don't like, but that's quite a bit different than horrible and terrible. And if you're able to see that difference, then it changes how you feel. You won't feel as depressed, or you won't feel depressed. You might feel disappointed, or you might feel temporarily upset, and then have the energy to be able to remedy the situation if there is a remedy for it. So how we think has a very big impact on how we feel. So challenging those irrational thoughts, very, very important if we want to prevent or even overcome depression. All right. So I think I got to the end of the list of the 11 things to prevent depression or even help us to come out of a mild depression. If you have a more serious depression, though, I do recommend seeking help from a mental health specialist. You know, these tips may not be enough. You might need to have guidance from a professional to help you with these very tips, or, you know, some people require medication. And but if you can catch it before you even become depressed, then you might not ever need to get the help. All right, so we're going to take a little break. When we come back, Laura Gelazunas is going to join us from the retirement paradise south of the border, Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, where it's very difficult to feel depressed. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Flying so high now, shows a man where to fish. Watch me send it, he lies in his hammock, teaches tourists how to live, and he knows how to live.
And we're back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Karpel and your Golden Years right here on Blog Talk Radio and on live stream at podcast at drmarakarpel.com. And now joining us from the retirement paradise south of the border, Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, Laura Gelazunas is back.
How are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me okay? I was told I dropped off for a moment.
I can hear you fine. You might not be able to hear me. It's raining here, so we'll see how the signal goes.
Okay. Well, I think that's the problem that we have here. It's a little sketchy here with the weather. So how are things going there?
Things are going well. A little hot and humid. Just got done raining a little.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot, but just a little.
Not a whole lot. Okay. And summer is coming to an end.
Yes, it is. I don't know what happened to it.
So
it came,
so
it went.
Yeah, it goes by really fast, especially these
days.
Yes, it does. Everybody goes back to school early. They go back in August. It makes me feel like, what happened to the summer? August is an important part month of the summer.
Yes, it is.
So what happens down in Vallarta this time of year?
Well, a lot of things slow down a bit because most of the nationals, Mexican nationals, of course, the kids are going back to school this week.
Mm-hmm.
So summer vacation is over. So this is really probably one of the slower times of the year, the end of last 2 weeks of August. And the month of September are very slow down here. So not a lot going on, but a good time to come down on vacation because it's not crowded. Because it's not crowded. And things happen to be a little bit less expensive.
Mm-hmm. Are there things to do if people come down there on vacation?
There are still, I mean, you know, everything's still open. There's some restaurants that close for the month of September, but not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, restaurants are offering.
All the water sports are still there, right?
Exactly. All the water sports, all the tours, all those things are still open. So there's plenty to do. There's the expats in Vallarta are continuing with their happy hours over the summer. So to give you a chance to meet other expats who live here full time.
Right.
So that's pretty cool. So you can go to expatsinvallarta.com and, you know, learn a little bit about the group, and then you can meet up with them and meet other people who are living here. Basically, the people who are here in August and September live here full time. So.
Right.
So you can come down and attend, you know, happy hours or special dinners. All those continue all through the summer.
Mhm. And you still have the Friday foodies going on?
Friday foodies are still going on.
Mm-hmm.
Those you have to get on their mailing list. And they have, you know, different restaurant every Friday. And sometimes the restaurants offer a special. And we have anywhere from 10 to 40 people sometimes show up.
Wow.
So
a lot of people.
And we don't need to do it during high season. It's just during the summer months when there's not as many people here and restaurants are dying for the business. So,
right.
Yeah. And it's a great way to meet some other people that live full-time in Vallarta.
Mhm. Right. There's plenty of other activities going on during the high season.
Exactly. There's a ton of stuff going on during high season. This is just trying to consolidate those that are during the summer months when there aren't as many snowbirds here.
Mhm. Okay. And any recent events in Vallarta? Were there any big events this time of year?
We have some, like, sailing things and yachting things. Those are pretty much over. There was a fishing tournament not long ago. Right now, just some of the restaurants are having specials. The Vallarta Botanical Gardens is open all year round as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go out and look at plants. There's other things going up with U.S. voter registration assistance and, you know, things gearing up for the election. I'm sponsoring a debate party if it's still going to happen on September 26th. But
And
so
are people still register to vote down there for the national election?
I think it's, you know, it's winding down to the end, so.
Right. It's way ahead of. I mean, it's way before November comes, way ahead of Election Day.
Right.
If you're out of the country, that you have to register by, right? Because you have to vote differently. Don't you have to mail it in?
Yes, you do. So people can go to votefromabroad.org, and you can register and request your absentee ballot from them.
Okay.
So, and vote each state, of course, you know, has to have a different rule, so you're going to have to check with your state.
Right.
You know, voting absentee.
Probably different due dates. Too, right?
Right. So you're going to have to check with your state. But it's votefromabroad.org is where you can check to get your ballot and find out when your state's deadline is.
Right. Okay. So people out there, do that quickly if you're in Vallarta or anywhere else around the world.
Right. So there's a couple places here that'll help you with all that. But that's where you start with, is that website.
Right.
And then they can, you know, you can figure it out from there. It's not rocket science.
So I know that there are a lot of new flights directly, with direct flights to Vallarta. Did Southwest started flying down there, right?
Southwest has been coming down here. They're adding more and more cities. I think they're flying out of Houston now, Orange County, California, and a few other of their hub spots. Especially like on the West Coast and the south of the U.S. So definitely great news there. And that'll make the other airlines a bit more competitive with their pricing.
Right.
I hope.
Right. Yeah. So
I hope so.
How frequently do they have flights?
Some are up to, they start like anywhere like one day a week to 4 days a week. It depends. And they change that as the season has fluctuated and as to how many flights, you know, per day on those days. Usually it's a, you know, fly down and fly back on the same day.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good news.
Yeah, I would like to see.
I know
that
it used to be very expensive to fly to Vallarta.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So with Southwest coming in, that may make the others more competitive.
Yeah.
Which is good news.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
And is there still housing available for the winter that people can look into now?
Oh, definitely. There's, you know, a lot of people seem to like to wait till the last minute these days, and you know, if you're interested in a particular building or unit, you better be checking on that now because a lot of the prime spaces is already filled up. I mean, most people, before they even leave here, have already rented for the next year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So checking out, like, VRBO and, you know, Airbnb sites if you're into that, you know, and you can find out, you know, what some of the prices are. But please, anybody who's renting down here, do your homework. I've heard so many people like being ripped off by people down here in the last week. It just drives me absolutely nuts.
Really?
And they're being ripped off not by Mexicans, by Canadians and Americans. I mean, people are paying like $1,700 to $2,000 a month for a place that shouldn't be more than $500 or $600 a month.
Wow.
You know, and it makes it very difficult for the people who live here full time. You know, well, I can't afford to rent downtown because tourists will pay whatever. They don't, it's like, you know, they don't care. But it's messing up the market with that because, you know, a lot of people who live and work here can't afford to live downtown because the prices for what you're getting to boot.
Right.
You know, you really, you know, and, question, so much of it can be online by yourself, you know, and not to, you know, rental, you know, do you really need a rental agent to help you? Because they're going to take 20%. They get a 20%, usually 50 to 20% commission on a rental. So, you know, when you can find, a lot of the owners here have their condos on VRBO, but still use a rental agent to help fill in the gaps.
Okay.
So my and this would go for any vacation city that you're visiting. Really do your homework.
Right. And you can help people if they want to buy, right? If they're looking to buy a condo.
Yes, if people want to buy a condo, we have several new developments going up in the area. We also have a lot of resales in some of the bigger condo complexes. you know, and depending upon what you're doing, are you retiring here? Are you going to use a condo or house as a rental income? You know, you really need somebody who's going to work with you in that, because I can put you in a three-bedroom townhouse for around $100,000. You're not going to be on the beach, and you're not going to have a view except maybe the mountains. So, you know, you have to decide how you're going to spend your retirement and where you want to live.
Right, right. So, and people, this is a good time for people to go down there and take a look, right? Because it's
right,
so
especially
cheap.
If you're looking at places for rental income, because a lot of the units are on sale. You know, they're for sale. But if they're renting it, the people who are in there for vacation don't want you traipsing through, you know, their holiday.
Right.
So you're not even going to be able to see, you know, a lot of times you're not going to see the condo. You're not going to be able to see the condo because people are, you know, in there renting.
So this time of year, they're empty.
Yeah, a lot of the places are empty, and, you know, people need to check that out with their real estate agent. Hopefully it's me. That, you know, we don't have lock boxes down here either. So I have to call, you know, if it's not, you know, one of my listings or one of my company's listings, then I have to call the listing agent, and that listing agent has to meet you at the property and let you in. So some of the places require 24-hour notice if somebody's living there. Yeah, it's a little more – a lot of times people walk in the office, oh, I want to see this now, I can't see it now. When can I see it? Well, maybe tomorrow.
Right.
People need to remember that, you know, and it's one of the things I talk about in my vlog on my YouTube channel is that you just can't – you're not going to walk in and go see a place like that day.
Right.
More times than not.
Well, if people want to get a hold of you for you to be their agent to help them find a place, how can they do that?
They can email me at laura@boardwalkrealtypv.com. And I can send you out a buyer's guide, which will give you information. You know, it's 13 pages of light reading for your Sunday night that you can learn all about owning property in Mexico in what is called the restricted zone. So it goes into that.
Okay. And if people want to know what's going on in Vallarta, all the different activities and what's happening in the news there, what's the best places they can check that out?
They can go to banderasnews.com, BANDERASnews.com, or they can check out my channel. My YouTube site can be accessed through TVPuertaVallarta.com. And that's basically a landing page, and you click the YouTube icon, and you go to my YouTube channel.
Great.
And if I get my act together, I'll maybe edit a few videos this week.
Okay.
Editing takes the longest time, Mara.
I'm sure it does.
I'm trying to take it up from a step from a selfie held with my phone, so taking a little longer to edit.
So,
yeah,
Laura,
so definitely good information.
Yes, and I'm going to post all of those links on my website later tonight, so people can go to my website and the web post about this program and click on those links.
Okay.
So, Laura, will you be available in 2 weeks? It's Labor Day weekend here.
Of course.
All right. Well, we're going to do a show.
I will still be in Mexico doing a little traveling in the middle of September, but.
Okay. Okay, so
I'll be available.
Great. We'll have you on the show in 2 weeks. You have a good couple of weeks.
Okay, and you too.
Thank you. Enjoy paradise.
It's thundering and lightning and raining right now, so.
Okay.
I'm enjoying the little gust front that accompanies that little storm.
Right. All right. Well, you be careful, okay?
I will.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So we don't have a musical guest for this evening. We're going to take a little break from that, but we'll play you out with some music this evening. I think the music will be that of our producer, Art Mendoza. And before we get to that, let me fill you in on what's coming up next week right here on Dr. Mara Karpel and Your Golden Years. Next Sunday, August 28th, we will be back live right here in Austin, Texas, 5 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And we'll be live in the studio with our guest who's right here in Austin. She's a professional organizer who has been doing that for almost 30 years, Maria Betts. And Maria is the founder of Simplicize Your Life, specializing in helping seniors and their families to downsize and simplify for the next phase of life. And Maria will be talking with us about simplicizing our lives. And if you want to hear this program again, read the information from the show, get all the web links that we talked about on the program, or listen to previous programs, go to my website, drmarakarpel.com, that's drmarakarpel.com, and the information will be posted later tonight or early tomorrow morning. Also, you can hear this program in as soon as 5 minutes from now by going directly to Blog Talk Radio, blog.com/yourgoldenyears. And also, if you want to know about upcoming shows and updates and read my Huffington Post blog, go to my website and follow me on Facebook, Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years. This program was produced by Accomplice Entertainment, Postal Productions, and Psyched Up Productions, and sponsored by neurologist and memory specialist Dr. Ronald DeVere, by Sonia Das, the Bra Lady, and by Storyhouse. And special thanks to my guests, Kathy Sparrow, Laura Gelizunis, and of course, thank you, Art, and thank you all for listening. Have a peaceful night and inspiring week. And remember, youth has no age. Good night, everyone.
I've been running my life away. Hoops and win like lose, it's the same every day. I just gotta get out of here. Like a cloud in my booking when I can lose it the same every day. I just gotta get out of here. Take me back any day to the island or the bay. I just gotta find peace of mind. And I sail away. And I'll dream like a cloud in my mind.
Any guidance offered by Dr. Karpel is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician or mental health specialist. Neither Dr. Karpel, her sponsors, nor this station assumes responsibility for the misuse of any of the information given on this show.